But first, the road to peace in the Middle East. Father Abuna Elias Shakur is a Christian, a Palestinian, an Arab, and an Israeli citizen. He saw the destruction and hatred springing up from the Arab-Israeli conflict and decided to do something about it. So he started an interfaith school, which grew into the Mar Elias Interfaith Institutions, which educate students up to 50 years old. Teachers at the school are Muslim, Christian, and Jewish, and the students are just as diverse. Shakur told Steve Paulson that as complicated as the Arab-Israeli conflict is now, for everyone there is a simple beginning.
I was not born a Christian or a Palestinian, Arab, or Israeli citizen. I was born, imagine, a baby on the image of the likeness of God. And all religions should aim at helping us human beings to rediscover our original identity of having been born a baby on the image of the likeness of God, which means with the dignity, with the self-esteem, with the rights, with the vision, with the dreams of a baby born on his image with his likeness.
So you're saying that comes before any of these other identities. I mean, that has primacy over whether you are Christian or Jew or Muslim, whatever.
I mean, all other facets of the identity have been glued or have been stuck onto the real identity of human beings. Look what's being done in the Middle East now between Israeli and Jews. Jews are killing Palestinians, destroying their infrastructure. Palestinians are killing Jews. And the one who is disappearing and not considered at all is the human element in the Jews and in the Palestinians. If they look at that, they would see themselves on the face of the other who is being killed by their own hands. And that might also help to say, well, what am I doing? Committing self-suicide in killing a Palestinian or in killing with a suicidal bomber Jews indistinctly? That is crime against humanity and against myself. I have to stop it.
So how do you try to break this impasse? Everything that we hear these days sounds hopeless.
Well, I founded a school in Galilee in 1982 for only, in the beginning, for our children from that village. But soon enough, I realized that peace is not to be signed only by presidents and prime ministers. They sign peace after they use weapons. We have to write peace, to curve peace, to engrave peace in the hearts of children around the school tables. And there, they need no signature. It's a life involvement. It's a life need to be together. So soon we opened our school for everybody. And we have now over 4,500 students. Majority of them are Muslim, beautiful young boys and girls, very generous, very nice, very ambitious. They want to be human beings like others. And we have also Christians, Druze, and we have some Jewish students till before the present day Intifada. We try to rediscover our humanity.
Now, you said most of your students are Muslims. You have many Christians and Druze as well. Some Jews, or did you say there are no Jews since the second Intifada?
We had a whole class of Jewish kids before the Intifada. They graduated, and because of the ongoing violence and lack of trust and confidence, lack of feeling of security, we have no students now for the time being. But their place is ready, it's protected, it's empty, waiting for them to come. And they will come because whether they want it or not, they cannot live without us. And whether we want it or not, we cannot live without them. We need each other. We are becoming sick for each other. Not sick from each other, but for each other. Yeah.
Do you talk about politics in your classes?
I wonder if we can talk about anything in Israel-Palestine without talking about politics. The problem is not politics. The problem is political parties. If you are one-sided politically, that's always wrong, and it has something that is, I think, not right.
But given all of what has happened, let's just say in the last year or so, are students talking about these things in class?
Absolutely. We do not live in an oasis separated from our daily reality. Many of those who were killed are our relatives, our friends, our brothers, our parents. And one of my teachers, Jewish teacher, well, she had a very bad experience. Her son was stabbed by a Palestinian in the occupied territories. And it was very hard for her. He was a soldier. He has a machine gun. But this is a very unique case. I don't want it to be generalized or to see that all soldiers are like that. He took his machine gun and pointed it to the girl who stabbed him. He did not fire. And he said to me, when I looked at that girl, she looked so much like my mother, and I could not kill my mother. Okay? There are many stories of cooperation, of mercy, of compassion every day that go on. But here we have to be aware that I am not living in the occupied territories. I'm living inside Israel. I'm a citizen of Israel. The situation in the occupied territories is completely different. It's not only lamentable, it's despair, it's hopelessness. People have no more hope in the future. Their dignity has been always humiliated, their self-esteem broken, and they are dead while still alive.
How do you think about what you're doing at this moment in time when things are so desperate, when the hatred is so intense between so many Israelis and Palestinians right now? I mean, where do you find hope, if you do?
I surely do. You know, Steve, when you have two brothers or two sisters who are fighting each other and you love them and you try to bring them together to closer, the more they fight, the more you are motivated to do everything to bring them together. No, hopeless is not in our dictionary. No, I think ultimately the majority of Jews in Israel, as well as the big majority of Palestinians, are fed up of wars, of violence, of mutual destruction, of oppression, of being dominator or dominated. They yearn to live a human life. And we need to be courageous enough to say, this is possible, come and see.
Father Abuna Elias Shakur is the founder of the Mar Elias Institutions. He lives in Galilee. Steve Paulson spoke with him.